And Connor is in Tillingham. Hello, Connor.
Oh, hello.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What can we do for you?
Well, I was just wondering, actually, water on the Earth, is there more or less now than there used to be, say, a million years ago?
Well, in that sort of time frame, Connor, I reckon the answer is probably roughly the same. It does increase by a small amount. I think the stated geological figure is about an inch or two every 20,000 years or so, and that's extrapolated over the lifetime of the Earth. Most of the water we have comes in the form of comets hitting the Earth. When the Earth first formed, of course, there was a disk of stellar debris, which was basically the material left over from where the Sun formed, and out of that we condensed planets as planetesimals. They slowly aggregated more material and formed bigger planets, and the material left over was comets and other asteroids and other bodies which were out there in orbit. And comets are viewed as what are called dirty ice balls. They're basically lots of water with some muck and other stuff chucked into them. And occasionally one of them is going to cross the orbit of a planet, get drawn in by gravity and crash land. And so most of the water on Earth, we think, comes from comets originally. So given that they're not actually that common these days, but over the million-year timescale, I'd think probably the amount of water on Earth hasn't changed a huge amount, but I would add that it probably is increasing very, very slightly. What do you think, Dave?
There is also a mechanism whereby the Earth loses water. What happens is that in the upper atmosphere, you've got a bit of water vapour high up in the upper atmosphere, and it gets hit by ultraviolet light from the sun. That can split apart into hydrogen and oxygen. Now, this light hydrogen will tend to float up really high and then get blown away by the solar wind. It's a very, very slow process, but we are losing water, or losing the hydrogen from the water all the time. The oxygen will stay on the Earth because it's much heavier and tend not to get lost.
Same thing happened with Mars, didn't it? Because about 4 billion years ago, when Mars was about 500 million years old, it lost its magnetic field because the planet got too cold to have a liquid and then a solid iron core. And because that's how the planet generates its magnetic field, it could no longer have a magnetic field. That meant that it was vulnerable to the solar wind, which was just plucking all of the gas, the atmosphere and the water from the planet, and it dried out.
And also to Venus, because Venus is very, very similar to the Earth, but has a much weaker magnetic field, which tends to protect it from, because it protects the Earth from the Earth from the sun, solar wind. And we think that the Venus at the moment is sitting at about sort of 500 degrees centigrade on the surface. And the big difference between Venus and Earth is the fact that Earth has a magnetic field which stops it losing water, whereas Venus loses has lost all its water, and it's really bad stuff has happened.
There you go, Connor. I think that wrapped that one up for you.
Oh, definitely. Thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Okay. Bye-bye.